Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Open, saith the Lord, wide thy mouth, believing this my covenant word. I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving, and what follows. Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 110. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 110. A Psalm of David. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord is sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Nella Vandenberg, who may commemorate her 66th birthday today, and Mr. Jake Hubraxa, who was in a weak and failing condition. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Most merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when thou wast gathered us and our dear children by renewal, on this Lord's day, within the walls of thy house, may it truly please thee to grant an impression of all thy goodness and of all thy mercies. Were also on this day, and thou wast made a difference, a great difference, where there is no difference. Many upon the face of the earth have begun the day and are now in eternity, and most of the people upon the earth do not receive the blessing so liberally and so freely, undeservedly, as we and our children, then also in many countries, and then the people were not permitted to gather together, had to remain in their dwellings, or gather together in other secret places, other places because of unrest. And then we remember the great multitudes that have no desire to come up to thy house, the great multitudes being deceived, and they all have a soul for eternity. And also outwardly, many had nothing to eat, great multitudes sick in hospitals, many homeless, destitute, where they must sleep under the open sky. And then the great numbers, where there is no love, where it is wax cold. Lord, may it then be all thy goodness, thy mercies, thy long suffering, that may bring us oftentimes at thy footstool as beggars, begging thee for an impression of thy goodness, asking for a thankful heart, asking for thy grace, that one thing needful. To that end, Lord, by renewal in this day, we ask thee for a blessing upon thy holy word. May it be for the conversion of sinners and for the welfare of thy Zion. Come down with thy spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood. Wilt thou so remember young and old? We're all on a journey, and that journey here below shall come to an end, and then we shall be ushered into eternity. By renewal we commend unto thee the young people that have made a solemn oath. May it not be forgotten. May it follow them. Grant them a place at thy footstool. Convert them as thou doth convert all thy children. Lord, may we be given more and more to remember one another at thy throne of grace. Do bless thy holy word in the family circles. Help fathers and mothers to that end. Bless thy word in the church. Do help the consistory. And remember also our Christian school when it may resume in the day of tomorrow. May there have been a little refreshment. Wilt thou continue to help the remainder of the school year, and may thy word be blessed. We commend unto thee the branch where also the seed of thy holy word has been sown. Wilt thou be the after preacher and grant the richest blessings. We commend unto thee all the special needs an old father. Also concerning his life, his times are in thy hand, but where it seems to be that his life is ebbing away, that the end is drawn nigh, and to that end we commend him unto thee for body and soul. Remember his dear wife, the whole family circle, all those that are near and dear unto him. Wilt thou remember all of our elderly ones, those in the care home, their residents, and those that may lovingly care for them, and those that may still go in and out. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, half-orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. Continue to uphold them. Then thou was granted in this day that a widow may commemorate her birthday with an empty place, a missing husband, and where that place remains empty, wilt thou remember, wilt thou uphold, remember for body and for soul. We commend unto thee all those that are under the physician's care in special ways, special circumstances, many fears and many worries. All the individual circumstances are known unto thee. Grant a place at thy footstool. May the means be blessed, the calling sanctified. We remember all the handicapped ones, and Lord, do remember those that struggle with weakness of mind, that struggle with depression, where it can all seem so dark, no light, so impossible. Oh, wilt thou watch over them and grant a place where they may bow their knees, and may they be given to open thy word. Remember also their loved ones. We commend all the family circles unto thee. May love abound, may thy word have a central place. We commend unto thee our poor country, all the leaders. Thy judgments are hanging low over the earth, and the apostle has written, behold, the judge standeth before the door, O Lord. May we and our dear children, may we be given to hasten. May we all feel the urgency, oh, to receive a place, that hiding place, under the sheltering wings of thy dear Son. Then we have everything, because thy dear Son has purchased his children for body and for soul. May it please thee to continue to provide our daily bread. And now, Lord, by renewal in this day, we humbly beg thee for thy gracious help. May we be given to speak good and richly of the King. May it arouse to a holy jealousy, but also as a faithful watchman to caution everyone against their ruin. Lord, by renewal, so we have many things to lay before thee, and we have nothing to plead upon. Our sins, they are great, they are manifold. May it be more felt, more that godly sorrow, and the need to be washed. Pardon us of all of our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 303, the three stanzas. The Lord unto his Christ has said, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thy enemies submit to thy command. And what follows, Psalter 303, the three stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 19, the question and answers, number 50 and number 51. Question 50, why is it added and sitteth at the right hand of God? Answer, because Christ is ascended into heaven for this end, that he might appear as head of his church, by whom the Father governs all things. Question 51. What profit is this glory of Christ, our head, unto us? Answer first, that by his Holy Spirit he pours out heavenly graces upon us his members, and then that by his power he defends and preserves us against all enemies. Lord's Day 19, the question and answers 50 and 51. They speak of the Lord Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of his Father. With four thoughts, in the first place, the meaning of the right hand. Secondly, the governor at the right hand. Thirdly, the giver at the right hand. And in the fourth place, the conqueror at the right hand. The Lord Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of his Father. The meaning, the governor, the giver, and the conqueror at the right hand. Beloved congregation, the last Lord's Day we have heard how that Christ as the resurrected King, that he has ascended into heaven, the homecoming for the church. We read in Psalm 24 that those gates, that they were opened widely, that the conquering King, where he has fully performed what his Father has required him to do, in the state of his exaltation for his Father's honor and for the salvation of the church, that he went up with a shout. And what a meeting cannot be fathomed. What a meeting that was when the triumphant King has returned to his Father's house. And I read in Psalm 68, verse 18, that he has led captivity captive, as it were, taking his church with him, although the full fulfillment that is still awaiting. In this Lord's Day, it speaks of the third step of his exaltation. Maybe you can remember, boys and girls, of four steps, and each one goes higher to heaven. A first Christ was resurrected. A secondly, he ascended. And now in this evening hour, we may speak of a sitting at the right hand of his Father. And then we can understand to that end, because when Zacharias Ursinus and Caspar Olivianus have composed the catechism in the first edition, it was not divided into 52 Lord's days. And when we read the last question of Lord's Day 18 and the first two questions of Lord's Day 19, then there is much connection. But yet, there is a distinction to be made between his ascension and his sitting at the right hand of God. Although so closely connected, they can never be separated. And to that end, the instructors, they have already made mention of the sitting at the right hand of the Father. To make it plain for our boys and girls, when you would go on a trip with your family, then you shall travel, but also a destination, a place to stay. If you would not travel, then you could not come to that place. But yet, there is a difference between traveling and between staying at that place. When we consider the scriptures, then there are two recorded of those that have not tasted of death. Those that were taken into glory, and they were boys and girls, Enoch and Elijah, they were taken into heaven, eternal bliss. But yet, Enoch and Elijah, they did not receive that place at the right hand of the Father. In the first place, then it was promised to the Son as a reward. In the second place, it was also a place prayed for. In the high priestly prayer in John 17, and now, O Father, glorify me with thine own self, with the glory which I had before the world was. It was also merited in the state of humiliation, and it was the fulfillment of prophecy. We have heard it out of Psalm 110, verse 4. The Lord has sworn in verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. And in verse 4, the Lord has sworn, and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Christ has spoken in Matthew 26, verse 64, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. then our boys and girls know that the Lord has no body, that the Lord is a spirit, as I read in John 4, verse 24. No, children, we cannot understand. That's not only for boys and girls. That's for all of us. We cannot understand and comprehend who the Lord is. Elihi. He is said in Job 36, verse 26, God is great, and we know him not. But now it has pleased the Lord to show something of himself, of his greatness. And to that end, in the scripture, then the Lord compares himself to a body that we can understand a little with our little minds, the greatness of the Lord. To make it simple for the children, when we read in the Bible of the Lord's eyes, then that does not mean that the Lord really has eyes like we do. But that tells us that that great God in heaven, that he sees everything with everybody, whether it is dark or light, whether it is ceiling above us, when maybe we think that no one sees us, then the Lord sees us. The Lord's ears, that the Lord hears every word that we speak. We read of the Lord's arm that speaks of his almighty power. The Lord's hand that he directs, that he guides. The fingers that the Lord works out the smallest details. And now it is written in the scriptures that when Christ has ascended into heaven, there was a prepared place for him, and that was at the right hand of the Father, and that has great significance. In the scriptures, then we have, oh, when we think of that right hand on earth, then it was so different. A manger. Matthew 8, verse 20. The foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. O Christ, no place in the promised land, had to flee to Egypt. And at the end we read in Psalm 20, verse 6, I am a worm and no man. At the end, no place upon the earth, no place in heaven. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? That he may merit, all for Christ, the place at the right hand. But I read in John 14 of those prepared mansions for prepared people. Do you think much about it, congregation, young and old? Has that become your concern? whether there is also a prepared mansion for you, merited by Christ, freely given and prepared, then it is necessary, because our Lord's Day, that speaks of a king. We have heard it out of Psalm 110, that great majestic king, that he rules, cannot always understand it, can seem such a contrary way, times of persecution and congregation. If we do not willfully close our eyes, I read in James 5, verse 9, behold, the judge standeth before the door. The end times are approaching. The king, he is so long-suffering, also over our country, and the Lord has a people upon the earth that at times are given to bewonder his long-suffering over them. Can be such a wayward, even a rebellious people. And now concerning that sitting at the right hand of the Father, when we think of Joseph, a beautiful type, oh, for 13 years in Egypt, in bondage, forgotten by the butler, but then at the Lord's time, taken out of prison, royal garments, and he received a special place in the kingdom of Pharaoh, a type of the resurrection and the ascension and the sitting at the right hand. In the scriptures, then the sitting at the right hand, that is a place of honor, because we read in 1 Kings 2 verse 19, when Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, then she had a special request. And then Solomon has given his mother a very special place that was at his right hand. It's a place of honor. Oh, boys and girls, that you also honor your mother together with your father very much. When we understand it rightly, we can never repay their love and their care. In the second place, at the right hand, that is a place of power. Then the kings in the days of old, then their right-hand man, it's a term we still use, then they gave unto their general a special place at their right hand, because we read in Psalm 118, verse 16, the right hand of the Lord is highly exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Then in the third place, the right hand that signifies a place of favor. To that end, Father Jacob, then Benjamin, he has given his son Benjamin a special name that means the son of the right hand. And think of Jacob in Genesis 48, Manasseh and Ephraim, then he has crossed his hands that Ephraim would receive the greatest blessing. In the fourth place, then that right hand that signifies a place of majesty, because we read in Hebrews, sat down on the right hand of the majesty of high. Concerning that right hand, then we read of different expressions in the scripture. We read that Christ is at the right hand, the place which he has received. We read that Christ sits at the right hand. That signifies rest in the Old Testament, in the tabernacle, in the temple. We read of the furniture, but we do not read for those that officiated that there were chairs. They were continually active. But now for Christ, oh, it is true. In the state of his humiliation, no place of rest for the dear Son of God. But when he ascended into heaven, then he may rest from his labors because he has cried out, it is finished. In Acts 7, was Stephen, when he was persecuted and they were stoning him, then the heavens were opened and he saw Christ standing at the right hand of the Father, and that signifies that Christ is always active for the welfare of his church. Our second thought, the governor at the right hand. Why is it added and sitteth at the right hand of God? Because Christ is ascended into heaven for this end, that he might appear as head of his church, by whom the Father governs all things. Concerning Christ at the right hand of the Father, that is beautiful, typified in the tabernacle and in the temple, with the holy place was all of gold, and it all pointed to the threefold office of the Lord Jesus Christ. And our children, at least the older ones, then you have learned that in that holy place we find three pieces of furniture, all of gold. In the middle, we find the golden altar of incense. On the one side, the golden candlestick. And on the other side, the golden table of showbread. And now concerning the golden altar of incense, our instructors, they do not speak of that priestly office because they have done already in Lord's Day 18 in the last answer that he is our advocate in the presence of his Father. Christ, as the high priest beautiful typified in the Old Testament, when that high priest was officiating with the breastplate upon his chest, and boys and girls, what was now on that breastplate? 3 rows of 4 stones, precious stones. And there was written the 12 tribes of Israel. Also 2 stones upon their shoulders. And on each stone there were written, inscribed, 6 tribes of Israel. Thus that means that the high priest carried those names upon his heart and upon his shoulders. Oh, what a beautiful type of Christ as the high priest at the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for his people, where he comes with his blood. And to that end, the Father always heareth his Son. We read especially of that prayer in John 17. Pray not for the world, but for them which the Father hath given me. What a profound and what a rich prayer. And at the end of that prayer, we do not read Amen. Signifies that that prayer continues continually for the welfare of his church, because Christ is ascended into heaven for this end, that he might appear as head of his church, by whom the Father governs all things. When we think of other kings, think of the kings of Israel. Sometime they have taken the throne by force, killing the former king. Other times kings receive a place in the way of deceit, trying to bribe. Oh, think of the devil. He has won over Adam in the way of deceit. But Christ, this king, he receives it in the way where he is merited, and now he remains at the right hand of the Father as head of his church. And that head is never separated from the body. The union is true saving faith. And the body of Christ, they receive their instruction from the head. And now we read that he governs all things, even to the smallest, oh, young and old, the blessed portion of the true child of God, for whom he has become their king. Has that now taken place in our life? Also necessary for the confession of faith class. What is then necessary? That our eyes are opened, that we are given to see, that by nature we are under an other king, and that other king, the devil, he is a liar from the beginning. He promises much, but shall not fulfill. And when the world starts to forsake us, then he is no comforter. And at the end, if we remain under his banner, then he shall mock us to all eternity. But now the Lord has a people that they have made that good choice, that they choose the Lord for their Lord, sown in unsown ways, in the ways of affliction. They are willing to sacrifice. Thus, in the way of choice, in the way of desire, in the way of instruction, in the way of experience, in the way that the king reveals himself, and that people learn that they have so grievously sinned against this royal king who was so just. That is a people that may sit under him as prophet, but it is the Spirit's work to show unto them that priestly office, that king, as on the evening of the resurrection, the pierced hands and the pierced side, appears as head of his church, by whom the Father governs all things, not only the great matters, the smallest details. Christ has spoken of the hairs of the head, of the sparrows that fall not to the earth without the Father. That is the blessed portion of the people of God. And now concerning that kingship, beautiful typified, the table of showbread with those loaves for their daily provision. And how does the king now govern? Is that by force? What do you think, boys and girls? Does the Lord now have slaves in his service? No. We have heard it in Psalm 110. A willing people in the day of his power. Faith worketh by love. And then in this Lord's day, is it then not the most important question whether by the grace of God he has become our king, and that people does not only serve him for the gifts and for temporal prosperity, but they serve him because of himself, on account of that love that is shed abroad in their heart, the blessed portion of the people of God. Let us first sing Psalter 124, the stanzas 3 through 6. And now gird thee with thy sword, O strong and mighty one, in splendid majesty arrayed, more glorious than the sun. And what follows, Psalter 124, the stanzas 3 through 6. the Lord Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of his Father. The meaning, the governor, and now thirdly, the giver at the right hand. What profit is this glory of Christ, our head unto us? First, that by his Holy Spirit, he pours out heavenly graces upon us as members. Christ, in John 14, 15, and 16, he has spoken and promised of the coming of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And then in this answer, then we see the candlestick typified, his prophetical office, and then the instructors they are given to speak so richly of the King at the right hand, because we read that by his Holy Spirit, he pours out heavenly graces upon us as members. 'Tis true, the King is free, and he grants his children according to their several needs. Read in Hosea 14 that the work of the Holy Spirit is compared to the dew. At times it may sprinkle, but our instructors, they have used that word pour. Also scriptural, Isaiah 32 verse 15, where there is spoken of that people Israel into captivity, a barren wilderness, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field counted as a forest. We read the same in Isaiah 44, the verses 4 and 5. Thus, children, you can understand it. And, oh, let us add, when the instructors state, first, that by his Holy Spirit he pours out heavenly graces upon us as members, that is also the beginning work. A wilderness, dry and barren, but then when it pleases the King to pour out his Spirit, then it all becomes so different, and young and old, then it is so necessary that we place ourselves faithfully under the means of grace. The Lord has promised this special blessing in his house, and that it shall not return void unto him. And when it pleases the King to pour out his Spirit upon a barren and dry heart, then it becomes so different. Then it becomes fruitful. Then there comes life. We read in Mark 4, verse 28, first the root, then a little blade. And what an encouragement it is in the church when there may be those little blades. And now we read that the king, that he continues to remember because he shall never forsake the work which he has begun. And it is true. Our children know it. It can be that in the springtime the seed is sown. The Lord granted showers like this morning, and then it turns lovely green. But then it becomes so dry, and then those little plants, oh, with a little dew, the Lord has a people that know what it is, that even a little dew, a little hope, a little encouragement, but then the sun comes up, and during the daytime, then the little plant can become so limp, can be the fear, comes to nothing, of course also profitable, because then the root goes down deeper. And oh, then those little plants, that is the mark of the true work. They are given to look up unto heaven, and they are given to beg for the water of the Holy Spirit. And blessed times when the king from his place at the right hand of the Father may pour those blessed showers upon his members, that they may revive, and that the high praises of God may be in their mouth. First, that by his Holy Spirit he pours out heavenly graces upon us as members. The king is free. Blessed times. Oh, think of the day of Pentecost. One day, 3,000 sinners were converted, taken from under the banner of the devil, and placed under the glorious banner of King Jesus, became soldiers of Jesus Christ. Through the history of the world have been many a rich time. May that be our prayer, because young and old, we all stand in need of those heavenly gifts from the heavenly King. We have begun the service, Psalter 431. Open wide thy mouth, and I will fill it. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Our forethought, the conqueror at the right hand. And in this article we read, at the right hand of the Father Almighty. Read that word Almighty two times in the 12 articles. And that is the only hope for us and our children. And now, oh, the King, Apostle John, was given to see something on the island of Patmos, banished for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, can go so contrary to our thoughts. Isaiah 55, the verses 8 and 9, where the Lord's thoughts are different than our thoughts, but the heavens were opened. John was given to see something of the majesty of the risen King. I read in Revelation 6 that he saw him sitting on a white horse with a crown, going forth to conquer and conquering. In Revelation 19, verse 16, he was given to see that on his vesture was written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then he was given to see that at the right hand of the Father, oh, it is true, in Revelation 5, the Lamb slain in Revelation 13, verse 8, slain from the foundation of the world, but he was given to see him as the Lion out of the tribe of Judah, that he is the conqueror, and now at the right hand of the Father, that by his power has declared it on the mount in Galilee. In Matthew 28, verse 18, all power, not some, not most, but all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. And that by his power, he defends and preserves us. Of course, that includes that in gathering, oh, young and old, the King, by word and by spirit, he is still gathering his church unto himself that shall continue till Christ comes upon the clouds of heaven. May we be given to beg much for that in gathering, that young and old may be wrought upon, and where the Lord has begun can be many a fear, because the child learns, as Jehoshaphat has declared, when those three kings have come against with the multitude, that there is no strength in us, but our eyes are upon thee, that triple-headed enemy, our flesh, the world, and the devil. And now the King, and that by his power he defends and preserves us against all enemies. Then by renewal in these two answers, the questions, then we read different times of us. And now when we are ready to soon part from one another, are we now included in that us? Or do you have to return home and say, Lord, we have heard precious things. Who was able to declare the riches of the sovereign and gracious rule of the eternal and almighty King? But Lord, another Sabbath day nearly come to an end, another soul's mark a day, and by renewal, still excluded. I hope that it may become such a burden such an unbearable burden that you may be given to cry mightily unto the King, that he may pour out those heavenly graces upon a stony, upon a hard heart, the blessed portion of the people of God. The warfare can be great, shall become greater, written in the book of Revelations as we come closer to the time that he shall appear as judge. But the promises of God for us, church, they are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And now we shall close with the question, who is our King? Two kings, two kingdoms. To make it plain, examine your heart. Do you love the Lord? Do you obey him? Is it your desire that he may be honored and glorified? Do you need the pardoning of sins? We read in Psalm 2 of the great and glorious King, the enmity, the first four verses, first five verses. Why do the heathen rage, the people imagine a vain thing? Ah, the enemies, they shall never win the battle. But then in verse 6, yet have I set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. And then there are serious reprimands. And then in the last verse, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that trust in him. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may humbly thank thee for another Lord's Day. Yet a few words to speak, and then by renewal we commend unto thee the confession of faith class. May that be their question, their burden, their desire, that thou may be their King. We may commence another week. We humbly ask thee, so far that it pleases thee, then by renewal we commend the Father unto thee in his failing condition. Lord, remember the mothers at home. Remember on the way, at work, on the field, at school, wherever we are called to be. Wilt thou take us under thy good care, thy kind protection? Keep us from sin and temptation. Remember tomorrow evening when the consistory hopes to meet. Wilt thou gather with us? Wilt thou now watch over us in this evening hour? Watch over us in the night watches. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 242, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Almighty God, thy lofty throne has justice for its cornerstone. And shining bright before thy face are truth and love and boundless grace and what follows. Psalter 242, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.